I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection. And Burns, Oklahoma State University welcomes another top scholar.
You're right, Kelly. We're very excited about Megan Murie of Cleveland, Oklahoma, who is a Udall scholar. She learned of the award in a surprise announcement of one of her classes, and it was just great. Megan is a junior majoring in chemistry, biochemistry, and molecular biology. Pretty impressive. The award actually honors the legacies of Morris and Stuart Udall. Megan was one of just 50 students selected nationwide. The scholarship is awarded to students who plan to pursue careers that impact American Indian self-governance, healthcare, or the stewardship of public lands and natural resources. After witnessing health issues that have touched Megan's family, she wants to help improve Indian clinics, and she is a proud member of the Pawnee Nation.
And Burns, OSU also announcing the winners of the prestigious W.W. Allen Scholars Program.
This year's winners are high school seniors Madeline Hawkins from Carrollton, Texas, and Patrick Stretchen from Tulsa. The award goes to top students who show promise in leadership and have career ambitions in engineering. W.W. Allen, Wayne Allen, the former chairman and CEO of Phillips Petroleum Company and OSU graduate, is responsible for this this very generous scholarship, very important in the awardees' lives and education. The Allen Scholars received more than $104,000 for academics, professional development, national and international travel. And following graduation from OSU, they received tuition and housing for a Master of Philosophy degree at the University of Cambridge in the UK. So congratulations to Madeline and Patrick.
And Burns, these semesters just go by faster and faster the older I get. Hard to believe that commencement is just around the corner once again.
It is. I never cease to be amazed at how fast this spring semester goes. As you say, commencement ceremonies are set for May 8th and 9th. We have two commencement speakers since we have three ceremonies. U.S. Ambassador Joseph Westfall, who is the United States Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, will speak at the morning and later afternoon ceremony, and United States Senator James Langford will address the undergraduates at the 1 o'clock ceremony. As I say, Joe Westfall, a former professor here at OSU, is in a very strategic position, and it'll be wonderful and interesting to hear his remarks. And, of course, James Langford is the newly elected U.S. Senator, replacing Tom Coburn, another OSU graduate. Langford served two terms in the U.S. House of Representatives before being elected to represent Oklahoma in the U.S. Senate last November. He's moved up faster in the leadership in both the House and the Senate now than almost anybody I can think of. I know our graduates will be inspired by the insights of these two fine public servants.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.